Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Catholic Defender, the 15 promises of Our Lady gave for the Rosary, the seventh promise. Whoever shall have a true devotion for the Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. The Christian meaning of death is revealed in the light of the Paschal mystery of the death and resurrection of Christ, in whom resides our only hope. The Christian who dies in Christ Jesus is away from the body and at home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5-8. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1681. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of anything that you are going to suffer. Indeed, the devil will throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will face an ordeal for 10 days. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. The Virgin Mary is making the promise that devotion to the Rosary, meditating on the life of our Lord and his mother, carries great weight in the eyes of the Lord. Jesus states that we must persevere, not being afraid of suffering. The devil will try to throw spitballs at you, testing to see if you will be faithful. Despite all that the devil does, he cannot defeat the soul who is dedicated to the Lord. Consider 1 Timothy 1:12-17. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance and my unbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these I am foremost, but for that reason I was mercifully treated, so that in me, as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Through God's grace, the sacraments help us through life. God's grace through the sacraments help us on the journey from this life. Consider John Wayne, whose family gathered around him, praying the rosary for him when he was on his deathbed. John Wayne had become good friends with Archbishop Thomas Clavel of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Because of this friendship, John Wayne began expressing his desire to become a Catholic. In 1979, John Wayne, with his family surrounding him, as he lay dying of cancer, after coming out of a coma, he requested to be baptized Catholic. He was administered the sacrament of the anointing of the sick before he died. Like St. Dismas, John Wayne stole heaven. Praying the rosary is also a powerful prayer of intercession. John Wayne's wife, Josephine, she received the answer to her prayers with the conversion of her husband. She would never remarry until after his death, recognizing her marriage to John Wayne was still valid in the Catholic Church. All four of their children were raised in the Catholic faith, and his grandson is even a priest. Jesus made this promise related to the Holy Eucharist. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me." Paul wrote along similar lines. "For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance." 2 Timothy 4, 6-8. St. Padre Pio called the rosary the weapon, because of its power over the fires of hell. The seventh promise for the praying the rosary faithfully, you would not die without receiving God's grace through the sacrament. How great is the love of God for the human race that he gives us, the Queen of Heaven, as our mother. And let us end this seventh promise that Our Lady gave to us, that our Lord, Our Lady gave for the rosary. The seventh promise: whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Let us end this with prayer in Latin that was nailed to the cross of our Christ. Pater noster, qui es in celi, sanctificetur nomen tuum, aveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos de malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut in erat et in principio, et nunc et semper, saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patri, Filii, Spiritui Sancti. Amen.
Amen. Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide it binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And Johnny Cash came out with that song, I Walk the Line, in 1956. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the year that I was born, 1956. So I can say that I've been walking the line ever since, thanks to my mother and thanks to our Holy Catholic Church.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
It was a hot, dry morning in July at Joint Security Station, Sadr City, Iraq. I had spent the morning ensuring that SITCOL ran smoothly and all our contemporary missions were being maintained. I made the decision to run by the gym to do some military press, lifting about 180 pounds 25 times over my head. As I arrived into the workout area, there was another soldier from A Company who was already doing some bench work. I struck up a conversation with him, talking about workout measures. CrossFit was becoming more and more the most popular workout that people were doing. I asked him if he goes to Mass, thinking he would be another great conversation. But he said no. He hadn't been to Mass in about 5 years. He told me that he was actually a convert to the Catholic faith, but his wife divorced him and that That whole situation caused him to lose faith. This situation became an opportunity as I shared with him the importance of practicing our faith even there in Iraq, especially now when every time we go outside the wire, we are at risk. After about 10 minutes, this soldier made the decision to go to Mass and join the Rosary Patrol. What was it that made the soldier change his mind? Was it the evidence of the foundation of the Catholic Church? No, he understood Jesus founded the Catholic Church. Was it because he thought all Catholics were upstanding people? No, his former wife showed him that was not so. Was it because he thought that the Catholic Church was the most philosophical and sound institution? No, he thought the church made the most sense compared to other churches. Well, what was it that ultimately I was able to get through to him? It began with the sacraments. I reminded him of the importance of going to confession that washes us free, that washes us from sin, especially mortal sin. I shared that the confessional was the mercy seat of God. It is here that a transaction is made. The ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 11 to 21, begins with, that's what it, the ministry of reconciliation. Number one, making the decision to go to confession, walking into the confessional, and beginning with the sign of the cross. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been, state how many days, weeks, months, or years since my last confession. These are my sins. Confess your sins briefly and clearly. I've used the Ten Commandments as a good way to check my examination of conscience. Go from the worst sins to the least that you can remember. I always ask for forgiveness for the things I am not aware of, and for the things I did not do that I should have done. Main thing is not to purposely conceal sin. At the end of your confession, voice from the heart that you are truly sorry for having offended God. Number three, listen intently for what the priest gives for advice and encouragement. He will give some direction that can help you. Number four, Father will give you a penance. Most of the time, it will be prayer. I've yet to have a priest tell me to low crawl around the church. Sometimes they might have you do a good work if it is applicable, but most of the time it will be prayers. Number five, God will ask for an act of contrition, which if you have not memorized one, Father will help you with that. I use this one from memory. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Then six, at this point, Father will give you the prayer of absolution. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And I absolve you from your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the completed penance given, we can trust that your sins are gone at the judgment seat. When we face Jesus in judgment, these confessions will be with you. As Jesus forgives through the action of the priest, he will forgive you at that moment, provided you didn't rebel and die in rebellion. The soldier took this information to heart, and this showed him that God really does love us to provide such a means of forgiveness, and then to be restored to the table of plenty and receive the Eucharist. The soldier made good his promise as he joined the Rosary Patrol and was faithful going to Mass. This is an important message to convey, as the soldier I spoke with had been out on his own for years. Like him, there are many out there on their own who has been cast into darkness. When we find it, I pray, that these examples will inspire others to help the wounded along the roadway. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who cannot neither deceive nor be deceived. Oh, we can trust in our Lord.